This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Kai Rizdal. Dangerous outbreaks of infectious diseases like Ebola and avian flu have tripled around the world since 1980. That's meant more work for the handful of labs in the U.S. that research pathogens and more opportunity to come up with life-saving, revenue-generating treatments. That has some labs thinking of expanding. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav reports.
Robert Davey is zipping up a suit his scientists wear when researching deadly pathogens.
Pull it down like that.
Davey directs the biosafety level 4 lab at the Texas Biomedical Research Institute in San Antonio. We're surrounded by suits hanging on racks on either side of us as he inflates this one like a balloon.
When you're getting ready to go in, you would then connect this hose, which is the airline, to the valve.
Just a few feet away, through a door that looks like it should be in a submarine, researchers develop vaccines and other countermeasures for viruses like Ebola and Marburg.
Yeah, the lab pressures are all normal. That's fine.
There are a series of airlocks to get into it, and each is pressurized in a certain way to stop the bad bugs getting out.
Texas Biomedical Research Institute is an independent nonprofit research organization. On the 200-acre property, scientists research everything from cardiovascular disease and obesity to AIDS and infectious diseases. But 40% of the institute's revenue comes from this 1,200-square-foot lab. And the lab is maxed out.
Right now, it's 24/7.
Gene Patterson is a virologist at the institute and says it's ready for a new and bigger lab.
At this point in time, we are booked solid for 2.5 years, which means that we can't accept any new projects. And we've been that way for a couple of years now.
The Level 4 lab makes $16 million a year in revenue. And because the lab is so busy, in 4 years, the organization has turned away $40 million worth of work. It isn't clear how many of these Level 4 labs are in the United States because many don't advertise the work they do. The best estimate is under 10.
Well, it's absolutely critical.
Larry Zeitlin is president of MAP Pharmaceutical. It currently holds a license for a promising anti-Ebola therapy. And he says without enough labs, getting the right therapy, or in lab speak, the proper antibody candidate to market, becomes impossible.
We can't show that a candidate works. We can't satisfy the FDA that the candidate is appropriate for development.
Zeitlin often partners with Galveston National Laboratory, also in Texas. Its Level 4 lab is more than 10 times the size of Texas Biomed's, and research is still booked 12 to 18 months out. Despite securing $121 million in contracts last year, Galveston National Laboratory Director Jim LaDuke says any lab should be cautious about expanding.
Simply because these labs are extremely complex, they're extremely costly to run and operate, and you need to make sure that there's sufficient demand today and a decade from now to keep them busy.
Galveston estimates it spends $1 million a year just on utilities for its Level 4 lab. But Gene Patterson says Texas Biomed has done the research and its lab expansion makes financial sense.
I mean, it's not just that we're not making as much money, it's that we're not being able to provide the vaccine and treatments that are necessary to stop these outbreaks.
Texas Biomedical Research Institute is deciding how big to make its new lab, but Patterson is confident once it's built, the lab will still be very busy. In San Antonio, I'm Paul Flav for Marketplace.